Bible does say, let everything that has breath pray. Who all have breath in here? Come on, give me a wave. You got breath? If you got breath, then you got to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the scripture says that he is good and that his mercies endure forever. But we bless the Lord. We thank God for my wife, still blessed with life, health, and strength. We thank God for the elders, the mothers, the deacons, the ministers, the ushers, the musicians, and everyone in their respective places. It takes all of us to make a church. Amen. The church does not exist by itself. But it takes all of us to make a church. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I believe that is that Warren Jr. right there.
Amen.
Amen. So good to see Warren Jr. You haven't seen him in a while. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God for seeing him. Amen. Thank God for seeing our newlyweds.
Amen.
So they, when they last time we saw them, they were single. But there they are. One. Right? Two in body, but one in spirit. So we bless the Lord. Thank God for them. I get married. God bless them on their honeymoon. Amen. They still smiling, so I don't think he lost his hope. I don't think she lost her joy. I don't think they lost their faith. Do y'all still have a praise? You see that? God's all right. Amen. We bless the Lord. We just thank God for his goodness and mercy and kindness. Thank God for our visitors. Amen. I want to, if I took a talk poll in here, how many people here from Brooklyn? Just everybody from Brooklyn, stand up. All you Brooklynites, stand up. Who else from Brooklyn here? Brooklyn? So we ought to just change our church to Brooklyn. Amen. We bless the Lord. We thank God for all of you and everyone being here today. Truly, God is good. And his mercies are everlasting. Amen. As we said earlier, let us be mindful to pray for those that unfortunately have lost loved ones. Amen. Through the sniper attacks, through the ambushes. Amen. Policemen are there to protect us. There are always the bad apples. Right? But they are far and few in between. So we just want to be mindful to keep them in prayer. And the Bible does tell us that we should pray for our leadership. Amen. We know we have the presidential elections coming up, and the next president is going to shape our future. I wouldn't tell you who to vote for, but Lord have mercy. The two we got to choose from. Amen. But do your duty. Amen. But it's not as old saying, when good people do nothing, then evil prevails. So don't talk about it. Look at somebody and tell them you got to do something. Amen. At least cast the vote. Amen. It shows that we're involved with our future course. Amen. We're going to ask you to stand at this time for our scripture reading, which will be coming from the 6th chapter of Daniel. We're going to read verses 5 through 11 of Daniel chapter 6. Amen. If we have it, can we say amen? And for those that do not have a Bible, it is on the screen. Amen. Daniel 6, verses 5 through 11. Amen? Do we all have it? Let us start. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the Lord his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the lion's den. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his window being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplications before his God. Let us pray. Lord, we take nothing for granted. Lord, we thank you today. We know that we're here because of your mercy. Lord, we're here this afternoon because of your kindness. Lord, we're here because you've been a good God. Lord, we thank you that you look beyond all of our faults and that you saw our needs. Lord, we thank you that even our hidden faults, that you have not pronounced judgment on us, but you've been merciful. And then we ask you on this afternoon, as we are assembled in thy presence, we ask you to speak a word. Lord, send down a mighty anointing. Oh God, set some captive soul free. Lord, loose somebody that's bound. Lord, may the word of God touch somebody that's sick and healed. Lord, may the word of God draw somebody that's fallen away back into the fold. Now, Lord, our hearts desire this afternoon to speak for thy servant here. Lord, we ask you to hide pride, hide self-ambition. Lord, help us hide our name to be exalted. And Lord, help us to hide behind thine anointing. For we realize that only the anointing can destroy the yoke. Then this time, Lord, the man of God to decrease, and may you increase. And for this we thank you, can the church say in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Anybody know who the Lord is? Amen. Anybody know who the Lord is? Amen. Amen. Sometimes you gotta give God a praise. Amen. In spite of your situation, we gotta give God a praise. One of the slides on PowerPoint presentation, our message slide, says that Satan tries to limit our prayers because he knows our prayers will limit him. Once again, Satan tries to limit our prayers because he knows that our prayers will limit him. So our message today is keep on praying. Amen. Just keep on praying. The devil is trying to rob us of our prayer life. Amen. Trying to send trouble our way to make us stop praying. But today I want to encourage you to keep on praying. Jesus spoke a parable in Luke 18, chapter verse 1. He said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So in this life, you either going to pray or you're going to faint. Are you going to pray and persevere? Are you not going to pray and you're going to quit and give up? Well, that's what the devil wants us to do. He wants us to stop praying. And the Lord goes on to give an illustration about how we ought to pray. Amen. You know, a lot of times we like to have those nickel and dime prayers. But there are times when you got to steal away. Can we say steal away? You got to steal away just you and God. Hallelujah, you gotta let them know all about your problems. Amen. Jesus said that there was a widow in the city, amen, and she went to the unjust judge. A judge that didn't care about man and didn't have no reverence or fear for God. But she went to the unjust judge and said, I want you to avenge me of my adversary. Anybody need feeling they need to be having some vengeance? Amen. I'm so glad the Lord said vengeance belonging to me. He said, I will repay. But she went to the judge to be avenged of her adversary.
and the jealous didn't do anything for a while. Now, can we say Jesus is giving this parable? Jesus is giving this parable because he wants to make sure in the midst of your hard time, don't stop praying. Amen. You got to pray through. Even when you don't see any hope, keep on praying. So the judge, after a while, got tired of this woman coming to ask to be avenged of her adversary. And the judge said, no, I don't fear, regard man, I have no fear for God. He said, I'm going to avenge this woman, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. And the scripture said, the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Amen. And then it said, Shall not God deliver his very own that cry day and night? Though he bear long with them, but he says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith? Hallelujah. It doesn't do you any good to pray if you don't have any faith. Well, Daniel here is a man of God, and God had exalted him to be above everybody that was in the province. And you know how it is when a slave is your boss. That's a messed up situation, right? Because he was a Hebrew slave. And all of these Babylonians was like, how is a slave over me? Right? That's why I'm so glad that God doesn't go by our resume. I'm so glad God doesn't go by our qualifications. I'm so glad when God places us in positions, it's not based on where we are, where we come from. Because how many know a slave should never be over this captive? But can we say, but God? Come on, can we say, but God? When God is involved, things that normally don't happen, happen. So Daniel was a slave. But God elevated him to the highest position. Amen. And it's something when God begins to bless you. God ever bless you and people try to pull you back down? Amen. You know what they said? God, someday I want to have this testimony. They said the only fault we can find against Daniel would be against him and the law of his God. He said, his life is so clear, so perfect. The only way that we can find fault with Daniel is when it comes to his God. So they contrived a plan. And their plan was for 30 days, nobody should call on anybody but the king. a lot of other things why you should pray. But how do you know when you have to give your life to make a stand for God? That's the ultimate sacrifice. Somebody said, well, why would Daniel make the ultimate sacrifice? Because the Bible said that we ought to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. If the whole lot of people present themselves when they're not holy, then God won't accept them. Because the Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Amen. But there's a time in our lives where we got to still pray through. No matter how bad it is, keep on praying. Paul said, whether I live or whether I die, yes, Lord. Christ shall be magnified in my body. Now, a whole lot of people magnify him in their mouth. Might magnify him in what they say, but they don't want to put the ultimate sacrifice. Amen. But we have to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Now, God changed the role from the Old Testament to the New Testament because in the Old Testament, every sacrifice had to be put to death. But how do you know that Jesus brought in a new and a living way? Hallelujah. When Jesus died, the Bible says that the veil was rent from the top to the bottom. I'm a savior. Somebody said, well, why did God rip the veil from the top to the bottom? Because God said, this is me. Man can't get up here. Man can't rip it from the top to the bottom. Then when he ripped the veil from the top to the bottom at his death, he opened up to us a new way. So now I don't need no high priest. We see man as too big, and we look at God, he's too small. Now listen, people ain't devils. People, look at somebody say people ain't devils. The devil might use them, but they ain't a devil. People ain't devils. But unfortunately, people will allow the devil to use them. Right? But don't even allow that to stop you from praying. Amen. They sang the song earlier, I never lost my hope. Anybody losing hope? I never lost mine. Those four things, you know, that's your report card. This week, y'all got a report card. You know what? I ain't going to make it up for you. You make up your report card. Write down at the top of the list, hope. Next line, write down joy. Next line, write down faith. And at the bottom right now, praise. Every day you got to be able to check those. Then today I still got hope. Today I still got joy. Today I still got faith. Today I still got praise. So then how many know the devil will keep coming? So then I have to go from Monday to Tuesday. Amen. On Tuesday I still got hope.
Amen.
So I've been praying, and the preacher said do this, and the preacher said do this, and ain't nothing. pray the Lord, so we keep our prayer, Lord, that I may pray with my soul.
Everybody can say that. For my grandkids, I told that to my grandkids, so you will.
And that ain't effective. That ain't firm. That ain't praying through. Amen. That's acknowledging God. But how many of those sometimes when your situation gets bad, gets really hard, you got to grab a hold of God in prayer. Listen. Jacob was in distress. The Bible didn't say he was just in regular distress. He was in great distress. He was afraid. He didn't know what was happening. Then when God showed up on the scene, the Bible said that Jacob grabbed a hold of God. Now, Jacob is a man, and God is still God. Jacob had a hold of God so bad, God said, you gotta let me go. That's something, right? All God had to do was just come on the way. That should be talking about prayer. He had a hold of God. God could not release himself. The only way he can get a release is Jacob had to let him go. I wonder how many of you really want to get through. When you get a hold of God, you want to get a hold of God. God said, I can't release. You got to let me go.
You know what Jacob said? Yeah, I got you now, Lord.
Everybody got God?
He said, I got you now, Lord. I'm not going to let you go till you see your blessing. You know what Jacob was saying? He said, I'm going to keep on praying. The devil wants us to stop praying. He wants you to give up on God. He wants you to turn your back on God. We're going to close in the 18th chapter of 1 Kings. 18th chapter of 1 Kings. Amen. David was a praying man. And the psalmist says, he says, evening, morning, and noon will I pray. Read about that in the 55th division of Psalms. He said, evening, morning, and noon will I pray. You know what that meant? He said, I'm not going to stop praying. There are sometimes we got to pray to God. Not just when we feel like it, but in our desperation. We got to reach out to God. Now, when you're praying to God in desperation, many times you don't see anything. You ever pray and don't see nothing? Seriously, you ever pray and don't see nothing? I keep hearing faith and I keep hearing what God's going to do. But I've been praying and I don't see nothing. Your faith dictates your outcome. Your faith dictates your outcome. Not what you see, but what you believe. This was the case when Elijah went before the false prophets. And he had prayed, he said, let the God that answered my fire. Let him be God. So God had answered by fire. And this was during the time when he had prayed that God would shut up the heavens. And it had not rained for 3.5 years. You know, we had like last week was bad. Everybody kept saying, we need some rain. Can you imagine? Right, Elijah, not Elijah. He came in another day. He said, we need some rain. And it rained. So you must have been praying. But it had rained for 3.5 years. But Elijah believed God. So that brings us up to this 45th first verse of 18th chapter. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for that is a sign of the abundance of. Did he see it? No. He was speaking it into existence by faith. Right? Because there's power in our tongue. So he was speaking this into existence how? By faith. So Ahab went to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked, and he said, there he is.
Nothing.
So a lot of times when we pray the first time, it don't seem like nothing happened. Somebody said, I've been praying, and there's nothing happened. So Elijah had prayed,
And nothing happened. He kept sending his servant out because Elijah was persuaded in his heart that God was going to send the rain. He said, you might not see it, but I can hear it. Anybody can hear a word from God? Well, how did you hear it, Elijah? He said, I was praying. And in my prayer, God said that all I have to do is ask, and you shall receive. In my prayer, God said, all you have to do is seek, and ye shall find. He said, all you have to do is knock, and it shall. Listen, it didn't say will find, may find. Right, they say ye shall. Right? So you don't have because you haven't been asked. The scripture says you have not because you. So in his prayer, God said, I'm going to send the rain, but I just need you to keep on
praying.
Keep on praying. Amen. So he says, there's nothing. He said, go again. Something about seven is God's number of perfection. God's number of completion. Right? 7 days in the week. Seven is God's number of perfection and completion. How many days did the Lord make the heaven and earth? Seven. Something about seven. So the seventh time, and it came to pass, and he said, behold, there rises a. You've been praying, I don't see a whole lot.
Let's just continue to let God minister to us today.